My name's Stuart Green. I'm the Grand Vizier of the Sailors Beware tent here at the Cheshire Ring.
Okay, now, why Laurel and Hardy?
Well, I think everybody either really likes Laurel and Hardy or are not too keen on them. It's the slapstick comedy that I particularly love. Loved it since I was a small child, and I think a lot of the people here have loved it since they were a small child. It's inoffensive. It's very good laugh, and it's a great combination to sit here with real ale, watching Laurel and Hardy, having a good laugh.
Alan here with me is suited and booted. He has his top hat, is that?
A bowler hat,
beg your pardon. He's got bow tie, suit and everything. So why Laurel and Hardy?
Well, why not Laurel and Hardy? They're probably the most well-known and best-loved comedy duo ever. And people are still laughing to them 100 years after one of their first ever shows. I mean, can we say Little Britain is still going to be around in 100 years? Probably not. Laurel and Hardy, definitely.
Controversial question. If you had to choose Laurel or Hardy, which one would it be?
Well, obviously it's got to be my main man, because I suppose I've got a vague resemblance to it's Laurel. Just brilliant. Really, really clever man. Most people don't know, although he played quite often the fool in the two, he was the one who wrote most of them. Really clever man, directed, and was in movies a long time before he met Babe. Babe is all we'll know is Oliver Hardy. That was his nickname, Babe. And, yeah, that's what we go. We love a good laugh, and they're the best duo ever.
Right, and you, Laurel or Hardy?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that. It's very, very difficult to sort of split the two because they were so good together. But I think, as Alan was saying there, Laurel was the brains behind the team. He was very, very particular in what he wrote, how he wanted everything to work together. Ollie was quite easy to go along for the ride, but Ollie did have a lot going for him in the little mannerisms that he used to perform, the little finger movements, the little tie twiddles. Just the combination of the two, I don't think really you can split them.
Now, is it true that they both didn't actually get on, or is that just rumours?
Rumours. They were really good friends right until the very, very end. You see them together right just before Oliver dies, where they're together. They do a little silent film together, just them together, just being pals, having a little laugh on screen. I mean, Oliver at the time had lost an awful lot of weight, was extremely unwell. And yeah, they were really good buddies. I mean, I'm sure they had their ups and downs like any partnership does. But most of the time it was really good, and they had a really good time together.